Tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, are you ready to rumble? That's right, it's finally time for the Pretty Late Superman versus Batman Review Extravaganza! Right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez!
Y'all ready for this?
Craig, you're about to lose your ever-loving mind in there, aren't you? You are so
This is going to happen now, right?
Talking about the Batman versus Superman. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
I know. Well, here is the thing. I love movies. I love superhero characters. I grew up on Christopher Reeves and Linda Carter and even Adam West. That was my rotation of superheroes. And, you know, in the meantime, there have been other incarnations in movies and television shows. So, by the way, we were talking, Craig, here's how I go off into tangents. I know you really want to talk about it, but Dean Cain as Superman was a lot of fun. Brian Noonan is in the studio.
I loved that show.
That was really good show.
The Adventures of Lois and Clark, yeah.
Do you remember when Terry Garr realized she was playing Lois Lane? She goes, I'm the stupidest person in the world. You did glasses, no glasses.
Even Smallville, if we're going to talk about like good Supermans first, Smallville had a great Superman.
Yeah, these are all great Superman. Yeah. And, you know, to be fair, what's his face? What's his name? I don't know who the Superman is.
Henry Cavill?
Sure. Do you even know Kristen Decker? Kristen Decker's also in the suit.
Hi.
And we have Elliot Serrano. And I'm sorry, I'm blanking.
I'm Tim Grimes.
Wow.
I'm not Batman. But thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. I don't even know where to start with this because Craig has been, Brian, he's been very upset for the last few days.
I've been following all these haters, Patty, on Facebook. It seems everybody except for Kristen Decker, the only other voice of reason, I think, on the planet.
And also Dean Richards gave it
Dean
a B
Richards.
Minus.
Richard Roper gave it a 3 stars, I believe, or two and a half or three stars.
Patty Vasquez stands during the show every so often. This is the very first time I am standing during this radio show. But I believe that I was already called a hater.
We were like a few minutes in.
Let's get this out of the way.
Go ahead.
It's become fashionable now to hate this movie. Yeah. Even if you are not, and Elliot, please take this with no offense because you know I love it. Even if you're not a geek, a comic book geek, it's become the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I know hates it. Oh, I hated it. Hated this movie. Why? I hated every second of it. Every second? You hated every second of 2 hours and 40 minutes? Every second you hated. There was not one scene where you went, oh, this is even passable? Nothing?
Mm-hmm.
When I saw Craig's status on Facebook that says, oh, I'll give you a review. Give me my $15 back. I was like,
I said, wait a minute.
That's because he's poor.
Yeah, that's actually true.
I can't even use the language that I used when I was texting Craig from the movie theater.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Brian Noonan said at the end of the movie where he saw it. What happened at the end of the movie?
Well, this was not the movie. This was, a round of applause. People applauded.
There was a round of applause.
They applauded when Wonder Woman showed up in her costume.
Which was awesome.
I did privately because my wife was sitting next to me. But, so yeah, people clapped. Now, granted, the theater was sketchy, so I'm not going to give, using that as,
sketchy people applaud at the end of a bad movie. Is that what you're saying?
It's not a bad movie.
I know.
But sketchy people, yes. And everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, thank you. But it doesn't make us a hater because we dislike something. I don't get on the internet all the time and jump in the group with all the other people and be like,
somebody's
I really dislike.
Tonight.
No, I'm so defensive and I'm so ready to go.
He's waiting since Saturday night.
Sit down, Springy.
No. I just want to say that just because you dislike something and you voice it on Facebook, and by the way, all I said was, would you like a quick review of the movie? Zack Snyder owes me $15. I would like that money back. Which is a Family Guy joke, and that's all I said about it.
Oh,
I gave no other review.
Get that? All I got was, oh my God, Craig hated it so much he wants his money back.
Oh my God.
Stewie Griffin
goes and beats up George Lucas about the Star Wars movies. So that is a Family Guy reference that I was making on the internet.
It was lost on the masses.
Kristen, was there applause in the theater where you were at the end of the movie?
There wasn't, but I did clap very excitedly when I saw Wonder Woman.
Oh,
because I dressed up as Wonder Woman for Halloween in the 80s. Like, I love her. So I love the cameo and how they incorporated her in.
Yes, we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. But Elliot Serrano, was there applause in the theater where you were when the movie ended? On Easter, by the way, no less.
You went and saw it on Easter?
Yes.
I saw it on Easter Sunday.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yes.
That was because Superman is my messiah.
Wow.
Okay.
He did rise.
Well, listen.
He didn't rise.
Please direct all emails and hate mail to Elliot Serrano. At Elliot Serrano.
Actually, it's redeyegeek@gmail.com.
There it is.
Um, Yeah. No, there was no applause. In fact, there was a little. I'm pretty sure I heard a sobbing. I heard. Yeah. I heard a child a being carried out.
That was Craig.
Wow. I've just been going to theaters crying. Actually, that's what I've been doing since I've seen it.
I heard a lot of children too, but it had nothing to do with what was actually going on screen. It was just bad parenting.
Yes. There's a lot of violence in this movie. I will say there was no applause in the theater, and here's why. I was the only person there.
That's the best way to see a movie.
I did not applaud at the end of the movie.
That was a good choice.
I did do this. So I saw it in 3D. And no one needs to see a pearl necklace coming at you in 3D. Mark the time.
That's Nick. That's fine.
No one needs to see that coming at you in 3D. No one. But I was sitting there, and at the end of DC comic movies, no, at the end of
Marvel.
The other ones, Marvel, after the credits, there's still something. And I was like, are they going to try to be all cool and hip? And
we have that, like, where people are waiting around, and then we realized that suddenly it was like, oh, no, this is not Marvel. They're not going to
do that. It is confusing for those who are uninitiated, but I thought maybe they would. So.
I saw a post on Facebook that said, don't wait, there's nothing after the credits. Yeah. Honest to God. And I went, okay, good. Then I don't have to wait, because I would have done the same thing. I would have waited.
Well, I waited, and then I saw the cleaning crew come in. I go, is there anything after this? They go, no. I go, thank God. I got to go. I'm done. I can get up.
So real quick, I want to rope the conversation a little bit back to why do we care so much?
Why do we care so much?
Because, I mean, for every person, there's something probably that affected you as a child that you really care about. I think for Elliot Serrano, that might be Star Wars, is something that you really care about it. You have a passion for it beyond, say, going to see a movie. And while this movie has ridiculous plot points that don't make sense in any movie whatsoever, come on, the name Martha, I don't want to explain more than that.
Oh, God, I was
going
to go into
that. But how does that make you best friends with somebody?
Yeah. How does that name?
Like, I thought it could have been as contrived as, like, you like racquetball?
Right.
I like racquetball, too.
Me, too.
Hey, we're best friends.
No, you're making it too simple. That added a humanity that had not been perceived before.
Yeah. I know that the thought was that one of the two people wasn't human, and he might be a risk because of that, and then that gives him humanity. But it's also really stupid.
Yeah, sure also, that why they didn't know this. They obviously had been studying each other for years, like watching each other. Like, they wouldn't know.
Superman doesn't give those kind of details.
Well, and also,
if he doesn't publish his family tree.
If you were about to die and you were thinking about your mom and dad, would you call them by their first name? Is that the thing you'd say out loud? You'd be like, oh, no.
It should have been Lois Lane that was saying they've got Martha.
Thank you.
But then it's not, why did you say that name? Oh, I don't know how much I'm supposed to give away here.
It's fine. We're spoiler.
Right, I think everybody's seen it by now.
Yeah,
everybody on Facebook pretty much spoiled it.
Well, we'll talk about this when we come back. But one of the things the reason I was out in the first few minutes was I just that origin story. I can't. More after this on 720 WGN. Maybe there's an origin story about this show. I don't know. What is it? It's not pretty. Oh, yeah. The Batman. And I have to say, you know, Adam West, just such a fun, you know, personification of Batman. It was, you know, a little campy and stuff. Ben Affleck, I think people are having a tough time with. That wasn't a problem for me.
I thought he was a great older, bitter, cynical Batman. I got to start doing that Batman workout.
You hate Ben Affleck. Well, that,
yeah. So I like went. Affleck? I went into it being like, I want to hate him, and then I was like, oh, okay, he wasn't that bad.
What did he do to you? Why did you hate Ben Affleck?
He was a real big jerk to Jennifer Garner, and I will
listen.
Never
there's two
him
sides to that story,
and
maybe
he has the
Alias
worst
has
tattoo
thing
on his back
it's
I've
fake
ever seen.
Wasn't she?
It's fake. He came out and said it's fake.
Wasn't Jennifer Garner having an affair with Ben Affleck while he was with J Lo? I'm just saying, she kind of knew who he was.
I don't know who would have an affair on Jenny from the Block. Like,
anybody with sense.
If we go back, only because I have a girl crush on Jennifer Garner, and I would be in her corner every day of the week, but she also kind of contributed to her own scenario. She knew who she was getting when she got him.
I still don't care. I don't like Ben Affleck. I think he's a D-word.
And by the way,
dramatic actor.
Phantoms was the bomb.
Real quick, though, you also
we're not listening to Craig.
We're talking about Ben Affleck's infidelity.
I would like to jump in on that because I think
me
that
too.
You never hire a hot person to watch your kids. You never hire someone like that. Why would you do that? Why would you hire someone in the house
that's
all the
exactly
time
true
who's attractive?
I
why,
agree
why 100%. Can't you pick an old, you know, nice, sweet lady?
There are a lot of older immigrant women who want to take care of your kids. Lots of them.
Why even,
they will
why
come
even
and watch your children.
No,
if you
okay,
know.
Now wait. If the most qualified person is also attractive.
No, you still don't. I'll still say no.
The most qualified person is never going to be 21 and hot. Never. Those people are not qualified for... They're not the most qualified.
By the way, wonder who was the woman in bed with Bruce Wayne? Just like random,
just some girl.
Random. That was just a toss away scene.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
It was Catwoman. I keep saying they could have introduced Catwoman.
I agree
because they murdered Jimmy Olsen in the first few minutes.
That was really cynical. They should not have.
That was Jimmy Olsen.
Yes,
I thought.
I didn't even know it was Jimmy Olsen. They didn't even say until you found out later.
Okay. CIA guy taking the photograph in the first few minutes is credited as Jimmy Olsen.
Yes.
And he has been killed. And Zack Snyder went on record saying, well, we can't fit Jimmy into the movie, so let's just murder him at the beginning. That's the director you're defending. I'm throwing stuff.
I didn't know this.
Can I please just say, I don't read comics. I don't watch superhero movies. So, to me, this is just a big action movie. And so, like, all of these plot lines and things.
That's fine.
I am so lost.
So, how about this? So, let's go with the plot lines. So, let's go with. So Bruce Wayne calls his guy Jack and says, get everybody out of the building. And Jack just stands in front of a window.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I don't understand what's happening with Jack's like. And then Jack starts praying. Why isn't Jack running? Run, Jack, run. I read that book when I was 5. Hold on. Let me get to, we have Helen who is on the line. Hey, Helen, how are you doing? Helen.
Oh, fine. Hey, listen, you say don't get anybody young and hot, but look at Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. His nanny was...
Oh, yeah.
I'm
just remembering.
Rougher on the edges? What are we saying? I don't know what she looked like.
She fell out of the ugly tree.
Hit every branch.
That woman was...
She wasn't really attractive. That word's not nice.
That was Brian Noonan.
Well, sure.
He's on the air on Sunday nights from 6 to 9. You can
direct
all texts
and
emails to Brian Noonan. I'm sure it's bnoonan.
I'm sure she was a lovely person. Physically, she was not attractive.
There was a tree involved.
She was not
a hot nanny.
I'll stand behind that statement. And every day of the week.
And twice on Sunday.
I'm going to do it twice. Nobody is going to convince me that this was a good-looking woman.
Okay, so I had a problem. I had a couple of pop. Also, Superman getting into the bathtub fully clothed. Can we talk about this for a moment?
This is where the movie's stupid.
He's just climbing into the tub.
Right.
How is that fun?
I thought it was kind of hot.
Oh, okay.
My wife concurred with you on that. She thought it was right. He was just like, listen, I'm getting in.
Then you have to like sticky try to get your jeans off.
It was all about passion.
Have you ever taken wet jeans off?
It's going to take forever.
Yes, Greg, I'm sorry.
By the way, I just real quick want to ask like what the main plan was of the super genius villain. Because I still don't understand how he, because Lex Luthor is supposed to be one of the smartest guys in all of the DC universe. I don't know what his plan was. Was he just going to die by making... Like, what what was his idea there?
Destroy the planet by making the...
By making the bad guys who are, like, not going to be nice to him. And he got saved by Superman at one point. I'm not spoiling too much by saying that. He's a genius.
Did you like Jesse portraying him?
Because I think what he did is he did, like, a Joker, and he didn't do... Lex Luthor is a really smart dude. Exactly. Who's supposed to always be one step ahead of you, and he just seemed crazy.
He played him maniacally crazy, I'm going to do the next Heath Ledger. And no, you're not.
I have a quick question. How are you doing, Elliot?
I know, you're so quiet.
I have no idea why I'm here right now.
You're like the geek to me.
No, well, here's the thing.
Do you need to be invited in? You can't just jump in?
I expected you to come in guns blazing. Well, Craig's got the guns blazing. He's like, and there's smoke coming out of the producer studio.
All the bells.
But okay, here's what I'm hearing from Brian and Kristen. I'm hearing it was fun. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to think that much. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I didn't say that.
I said that.
She said that.
I didn't
know much about the subject matter. Mm-hmm. I also heard, well, there's a leader here that we don't quite understand what his big plan is, but I'm okay with that. So here's my question. What's it like being a Donald Trump supporter?
Wow. Oh!
You could not be more off, first of all. And I knew this was going to devolve into character attacks. You don't want to get into that battle with me, Elliot. Let's just put it that way. We all have those photos.
We all begged him to talk, and that's what he said.
That's what you come up with because we don't hate a movie that suddenly we want some despot to run this country. You make that jump, that leap. Suddenly, I don't have a problem that Batman wanted to kill Superman.
Same mindset, my
this
friend.
This is not that supposed right? to devolve into personal criticisms of each other. People can like and dislike something. And
I
still
felt
be
the
decent
burn
people.
During the movie, and I feel the burn now.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. If you're making a movie, if you're making a movie for general audiences, which
voting for Britney.
When you pay when you spend $250 million to make a movie, you want as many people to see it as you want. As much as I respect the geek culture, they're not going to create $250 million plus in revenue.
But here's
so you have to attract people like Kristen, who've never seen a superhero movie, my wife, who rarely sees superhero movies, me, who I like Marvel movies. I'm not a big DC guy, but I'm going to go and see this movie. And we have to enjoy it.
Did
and,
you see?
And to be fair, I would have never seen the movie if I wasn't going with Tim.
Right. Yeah, okay. So,
but I probably wouldn't have gone and seen the movie if I wasn't actually doing the podcast. Povitz podcast. So, like, I don't know. But I'm glad you came and got.
Well, yeah, because I forced him to see the movie because he's like, "Oh, I'm talking about this movie," and he's like, "I'm not going to see it." And I go, "I'm a producer. You got to do your show prep, okay?"
I wasn't going to see the movie, and my husband woke me up and he goes, "There's a 3 o'clock. You have to go. Craig's going to lose his mind."
Well, yeah, you're having everybody in. How could you not see the movie?
The party got bigger as the days went by.
You know, and I just want to say real quick, we have to take a break, Patty. But to Noonan's point, you do want to attract as many people as possible, not just comic book fans. But at this point in our culture, comic book movies are a huge deal.
Of course they are.
And that's because nerd culture picked it up first. We were going to all of those sort of side, second, whatever, superhero movies, talking about how great they were, because they were genuinely really good movies, too. Right. Maybe I'm biased in saying that. And that created a culture now where Deadpool is as successful as it is.
I understand.
So good.
Yeah.
I understand.
So, you know, good job.
Right, but you have to, you know, there's always going to be, when you look, like, I've been more critical of some of the Marvel movies because I'm more familiar with the, you know, the stories and things like that. But at some point you have to go, all right, it is just a movie. And if it was
Batman
fun.
Batman does not kill people. Can we?
And I'm sorry, but the end of the movie really bothered me because, not to be a spoiler alert, but. I'll just say, so-and-so cannot die. Like,
okay.
Well, that's big
That's going to be vague. After we're going to talk about that after the news. But I do want to say, to your point about it has to get all the money back and also be a worldwide box office hit, they broke records over the weekend, the fourth biggest opening weekend of all time. However, it's also recorded the worst audience drop-off over a weekend for any superhero movie in movie history. So it's just, I don't know how they're going to do. Mostly because
they've made most of their money back already.
But they're not going to make the big profits that they were hoping for. Hey, I can do this. We'll come back. Oh, Craig, you're playing a little mellower music. You feel like we've gotten out of your system a little bit?
Yeah, I feel like I got to calm down a little bit.
Hold on a second.
How come you didn't play Taylor Swift? Haters gonna hate, Greg?
I do love Tay Swift, but I don't believe I'm a hater. So.
I'm not saying you are, boy. No, don't be defensive. I wasn't saying you're a hater.
Right.
There may
be haters out there. Yes.
A hater or two out there.
For those of you just joining us, hopefully not hating, we have been having a very passionate discussion about Batman versus Superman and a little bit about what it means to really love a movie. And I've always hated when someone says, "How can you like that movie? It's the stupidest thing ever." Like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer was a big show.
It just happened
for me.
To me in there with your producer, Greg.
No. Now we are all misrepresenting. I just told him some plot points that he might have missed.
No, and then he goes, "Noonan, it was a stupid movie."
But Noonan, all right. Noonan, plot-wise, it really didn't make any sense, as I believe what I said.
That's made enough sense.
I still
to me.
Stand by my statement. It was entertaining. If you aren't really geeked out about the comic book, if you don't know anything about it, it's a great entertaining movie.
For most movies that's okay, but this is Batman versus Superman.
Again, that means nothing to me.
Kristen,
that's like you.
Those are the superheroes.
The superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Batman, Superman. They're in one movie together.
Hold on, Elliot. Elliot's formulating another political put down. Come on, Elliot.
I see it percolating.
I see you shaking your head.
As our chief geek officer, do you think that Craig's got a point where it's supposed to be the movie about Superman and Batman, or can it just be a movie for entertainment value because it's a fun adventure action movie? By the way, okay, let me just say this.
Yes, Elliot.
There wasn't even any good fighting until the end.
It took a long time.
It was slow at the beginning.
Right.
I didn't understand. It was like there was like 45 minutes left, and then Batman's like, "Oh, by the way, I can do this stuff."
That's because he had to do that workout and get all jacked. Did you see that? Did you see his back?
He was mostly dropping weights. He wasn't. He like was dragging a wheel, and then mostly you just saw him dropping like
he was
a
dragging
dumbbell.
Stuff. He was hammering on a tire with a big hammer.
There was one thing he did. I'm like, what does that even do? It was like one movie, and I'm like, that's not even a real thing that you
And
just
you do CrossFit,
there.
By the way.
He was pushing the sled like the Blackhawks do. He was doing all kinds of stuff.
That was the one where I was like, that one only because you can't gauge how heavy. Like,
lower body. He's working his lower body.
I know. I was like, he could have just mimed that.
That's what he did to Jennifer Garner. Pushed her right off a cliff.
Duffy just walked in studio, and he actually responded to my Facebook post.
I'm going to have to use this microphone, Nikki. Come on over, Duff.
Get up on a microphone.
Yeah, jump on in here.
He claimed that all
I have knife and tine in this studio, and they just got bounced from a chair, and I apologize, Nikki.
Well, I don't know if he said all.
Knife and tine. All?
His comment was something about how superhero movies being bad is not at all surprising.
Oh, there you go.
I believe that was his point.
Duffy, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I almost went out the show.
Right out the window.
And I've got the girth to do it, too.
Oh, dear.
Backwards right onto Michigan Avenue.
That's it. Well, you know.
Wouldn't be my first time.
I'm sure it's bulletproof, so it's definitely Duffy-proof.
It is, actually, and it's been tested in the past.
Oh, well, let's not tell people.
It's not because I was in here when they threw the rock through the window.
Poor John Williams.
I was in the back studio when somebody shot at the window, so it is bulletproof.
Oh, we think it was a Philadelphia Flyers fan. But
of all people, you should know to get closer to your microphone.
Yeah, Duffy.
You can use the headphones, I think, somewhere, can't you? No, he doesn't care. All right. So he
knows what he sounds like.
Your theory, what you posit, is that you can't expect a superhero movie to be good?
No, I've walked into
twisting.
It now.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, come on, Duff.
I just think the comic book / superhero genre is what it is. It is a safe way for Hollywood to make hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And like any other safe ways of art, it gets a little old.
Well, okay, so that goes back to the origin story that I wanted to talk about. So it not only is that I am so tired of seeing how Bruce Wayne's parents were murdered outside the theater by a seedy character, first the dad and then the mom, and then falling into the well. Now that didn't happen with the Michael Keaton one, but they do.
Christian Bale.
But the Christian Bale,
he always falls.
And in this one, I'm not gonna. But now it's like, now he's. I can't.
The bats actually flew him back up through the well.
That was a dream, though. That was a dream.
What was that?
But to
be a dream. Okay.
To be fair, though, for someone who's never seen any of those movies, like it made sense to me. I was like, it's part of the storyline. I didn't know his parents got shot, and you know. So
how many?
How many
Christians are out there? There must be more Christians than they have to do it every. Elliot, how are you doing? How did you like this origin story?
I agreed with you. Just so everybody knows, I'm not just sucking up to Zack Snyder. I agreed with you 100% on that. I didn't need to see the Batman story again.
Right.
The origin part. I know that.
I have to say, my favorite origin story in any of these have been one of them was Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman was fun in Tim Burton's movie where she.
Oh yeah.
Oh. See she now you hot. You know that origin story. Of
oh, not the. I just remember her in the leather suit.
Yeah, any of the details. Just like, damn good.
I was so like, oh wow.
Elliot, I believe you were asked a question an hour and a half ago. If you would. Because I'm waiting to hear it, because I see you sitting over there, right? He's sitting over there. He wants to say something, but he's
wearing a Superman outfit.
Okay, so it's kind of Duffy's point that it's the safest way to make a lot of money. Does it have to have any sort of artistic value? And does this Batman versus Superman, does it qualify for getting close to the integrity of what the creators intended?
Are we talking about Batman versus Superman in
yes,
the comics?
Yes, just this one. No, yes.
All right. Does it have artistic quality?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a way. Is it a safe genre? Yes, I can't argue that. Just like crime movies are a safe genre, but you're never going to have anybody question the artistic integrity of the Godfather movies.
Or like something like The Departed.
Or The Departed. Just like romantic comedies have their artistic merit, but you're not going to have people arguing about those. All genres are quote-unquote safe. That's why they're genres. The only thing that's not safe is experimental theater or French films. Who's gone to see French films lately?
Yeah, like, no, that, right? Well, first time this group was quiet.
I'll never see a French film ever.
Yeah. Well,
I loved Amelie.
I'm not a Hollywood.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm not a Hollywood insider, but I could pretty much guess. I mean, like, take some of these huge fantasy blockbusters that have just bombed, mm-hmm. you know, on $300 million budgets, and they get back 80 million tops.
Right.
I mean, in Hollywood, that's a good way to have yourself banished to a hole in New Guinea,
right.
never to be seen again.
Yeah,
Pearl Harbor,
so,
Prince
Water
of Persia,
movie. You know,
Green Lantern,
Ishtar.
Don't want to be that guy or gal.
Right. So you want to go.
So they want to go with something they know is going to get X amount of And to your point, yeah, you can't really criticize the artistic merits of The Godfather, but fast forward 25 years to the umpteenth mob movie, you know, there was one, Kill the Irishman, about the mob in Cleveland. It was awful, you know? I mean, it's just, okay, this has been tapped out. Every cliche, every line has been tapped out.
But I love Boondock Saints.
Oh, there you go.
But the beauty of the comic books is there are so many characters that have a following that you can still make a new movie from these characters that may not have the widest audience, but they are going to, like Deadpool, popular for comic book people. They made a really good movie. I didn't know anything about Deadpool. The movie was great. So you can take these superheroes and introduce new characters and make quality films. It's just, but then they go the opposite way and the Fantastic Four movies just blow.
Yeah.
I think a big part of it, I mean, and both of you are kind of making each other's point there.
That's what
that,
we do.
Yeah. Is that, I mean, no, you're right. And genres do get played out after a while. And I'm not going to tell you that superhero movies, I mean, Craig's already said a couple of superhero movies that really were bad.
Right.
And then you've mentioned Fantastic Four. So I just think it's a little unfair to point at superhero movies and say, well, these movies suck right now because
but they don't.
But there's what makes a superhero movie bad versus good? Like, what are you guys judging
just
it
what's
on?
Smart.
The
a
same
smart
thing
movie.
That makes a movie
oh,
good.
I know.
I mean,
there was no joy in this movie.
Exactly.
There was no
relentless.
Joy
relentless
in this movie.
Captain
but there's
America,
not support.
The Winter Soldier.
Why
does there
have to be? There can be some element, like the Alfred in the Christian Bale movies brings an element of sort of like
but Amy Adams lived, Lois Lane lived.
That's a joy. That's
like, Alfred had a couple good lines.
Here's the thing about Amy Adams, Lois Lane. Is it just me or was it always either she in a tub or was always raining wherever she was?
She needs to be damp.
It was like she was always damp. She was always, there was raining. There was
she's got
water.
Fair skin. She can't
where
be in the sun.
Yeah. Where did that stairwell of water even come from? I don't get that.
She's meeting with the Pentagon guy and it's raining and she's in heels.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody
can run on slick concrete in heels.
Well, and she also dived into that pool of water and came out wearing the same heels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would never happen.
That
no.
Would never
she
would happen.
She was wearing boots at that point, I think.
Yeah. So you would
wedges.
I was paying a lot of attention to Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Kristen, you mentioned something about the end of the movie, and so whether it happened or didn't happen. And so here was the problem with the end of the movie that I had, which was that something had happened that we knew couldn't be for real, and we kept waiting for that to change, for that to not be the reality of the movie. Because we all knew that wasn't the way it could possibly end. And then they show you an element of how, see how vague I'm being?
Superman.
You're doing,
really
doing a pretty good job. Superman. But Elliot can address this. That is true to the
comics. Yeah, Superman Doomsday. That it happened in its. I mean, like, okay. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Do we give him a bigger warning?
Was,
for spoiler alert.
Right. Let's just say it was the biggest event that happened in comics 10 years ago. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Even if you didn't read comics,
you
heard
was about
on
it
the
on
news.
The news
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was the death of Superman?
The death of Captain America.
Yes, no, that too. He kind of, everyone. By the way, everyone dies in comics.
Okay.
Everyone. Lives.
Star Trek.
Yeah. Everyone comes back. Star Trek too. So,
but see, I again,
except
not being a comic
ensign.
Book follower, I was like this person can't die. It's this person,
it's
you know.
Okay,
like,
it's okay,
and then
Kristen.
The movie was terrible to you.
He doesn't.
Then
die.
You hated it.
He'll be back. Don't worry.
Well, I did love the very last scene. I was like, oh yeah,
the memento, the Inception scene.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And then again,
I don't know what's happening.
Back to the issue of again why Superman and Batman are so big. It's not just because they're very popular superheroes. They're brands.
They're
huge brands.
Mm-hmm.
Superman is the Superman S that I'm wearing on my chest is one of the most recognizable symbols in the world. I can wear this thing in Ghana and they'll know what it is. Okay? So
why are you going to Ghana in
money.
A hoodie?
That is a good point, Elliot. You preach, my friend.
So you have to manage that brand. So when you manage that brand, you have to make sure that it's something that you're doing proper things with. So you don't have Superman like punching someone through a wall because they will die if they do that. Same goes with Batman. If you want kids to wear Batman t-shirts and the costumes, you can't have him shooting up a whole bus full of people because they're like, ooh, I don't know if that's the best thing for my kids to want to emulate. Right.
Yeah, but on the other side of this, wouldn't it be great to see the R-rated version? Like, we all love Deadpool, like you were saying. Daredevil's amazing. Jessica Jones. All these versions that are way darker. This is a really dark movie, like you said, and no joy. well, let's go all the way that way. Make it R-rated. Have him dropping F-bombs. Have him rip Lex Luthor's head off. Maybe Wonder Woman has a fling with Batman, you know?
They've already done it in the comics, in fact. All that stuff. But they were doing that to appeal to the 40-year-old readers who read them when they were kids. Mm-hmm. And they're alienating a whole new audience.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I understand why Hollywood's not, but, you know. Supposed to be a version, I think, that Zack Snyder says it would be released.
How are you doing?
The Blu-ray will be they have an R-rated cut.
Yeah, I really love the food.
I'm sorry, did we interrupt your conversation?
We're really sorry about that.
Knife and Tyne is in the house. We have Carissa Schaefer and Nikki Allen, who have brought us some tasty treats. We're going to play What's in the Box after 12:30. Oh, well, maybe we'll play after 12:30. But Nikki, grab us. Are you sure? Chris and Decker enjoyed the movie. It's fine. We love you.
No, it's totally judging. Okay.
No, I love that you came in to talk about how much you like the movie. And Nikki, let's take a break here and figure things out. See if we're playing musical chairs and I have some Brussels sprout seed. More after this on 720 WGN.